It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello and welcome to another week of Talking Flicks. Great to have you along for the potty. JT here with Grant Lee. Hello, Mr. Lee.
Hello, JT. The potty.
Potty.
You like I like that. The potty.
That's what the cool kids say. You know, the ones that are doing the whole 6-7, you know, that whole thing. Yeah, my kids love that. They're like, well, they reckon it's been banned from school. They're like, oh, we can't do it at really? School. You know, the whole 6-7. Yeah. Have you done... Did you do that?
No. Can I ask a silly question, which
never a silly question on this podcast, Mr. Lee.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
What is the whole 6-7 thing?
Got no idea.
I don't know what it is.
Ridiculous. All I can say is I'm glad it wasn't around when you and I were growing up.
Oh, gotcha. Could you imagine it? But as they say, all old things do circle around and come back.
I know. I do keep saying to my kids, though, I'm cool, right? And they're like, no. So realistically,
you know what you should be saying? I'm sick, right? Isn't that what they say?
Fully sick. Yeah, that's right.
That's sick.
Yeah. No, they don't like me talking cool. So I try and avoid that where possible. Apparently, I embarrass them. One of my oldest, Riley, I think he's like he's just turned 13. The other day, I was dropping off at school and he asked me to park around the corner. I know.
I think I need to have a little chat to him.
So you know what I did? I pulled up right in front of all of his mates.
Good. And you know what? I would have put the window down and said, now don't forget, you've got your doctor's appointment this afternoon to check out that pimple or whatever it was.
Can't say
no, that's just me. I would do that. That rash.
Yes, you would, the rash. Yes, rashes are not good. Definitely not good. Depends where they are, but you know. Honestly, how'd you go with Oz Alert this week on Monday? Yeah. Did your phone go nutso at 2 o'clock?
It did. And you know what? I was actually expecting it, and I had signs up all over work so people, if they didn't know, which I don't know how they wouldn't have known because there was so much advertising, it still scared me.
Yeah.
I went, I'm all for it. I think it's a great thing because if there's something going to happen, I want to know about it.
Now, usually in the cinema we say keep your phones on silent, or turn it off. How did that go during one of the many movies you'd have been screening on Monday?
I think because everyone knew it was happening, I think it wasn't as bad. Because even if it is on silent or vibrating or all that, it still would make the sound. So I think people would have been a bit shocked because, when you're engrossed in a movie, you don't know what time it is. So I think a lot of people – but then when you hear it all in the cinema – you go, okay, that's not the person just getting a text message. No one complained, so that's a good thing.
I think you should chuck them all out for being on their phone, right? So. I know you, Miss Lee. I know exactly how it would have gone.
Yeah, you know me too well.
Watch out for that guy. He's back. Have you got your ticket? We are talking all these movies this week, not just Oz Alerts. We're talking movies. We've got a new Spider-Man out. We'll be talking about that very soon. Tom Holland has returned in a great way. We'll take a look at what's screening this week at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 with the top 5 movies in the US and Australia. Mr. Lee, a bit of a heads up. I'm back on the Trumpy card this week, so you're going to have to do the USA.
Okay,
I'm not a big fan of Trumpy this week. Mr. Lee will be taking us into some real news, talking Hollywood hot sheet, and the brand new Black Panther as well. So a couple of things there, and we'll go around the screens as well, see what's happening at Tamworth, Wagga, and Orange cinemas. It's all still to come, Mr. Lee. I don't know what you've done there. You just...
Great movies coming to a cinema near you. Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
I threw some extra words in, so sorry. First movie we're going to talk about is Spider-Man Brand New Day. Now, this is the fourth solo Spider-Man that Tom Holland's done. And as we've said, who's our favourite and all that, which we all know Tobey Maguire was, He is still doing a great job. This is where we follow from Spider-Man No Way Home, where Peter Parker is completely alone. The whole world has forgotten who he is because, as we all know, people found out. But it's good that no one knows. But would that be a good thing or not? Would you want that? Would you want...
No.
Yeah, I don't think I would, because you still know everybody.
Yeah, and like he looks in here like he's kind of lost some of his powers from what I see in the trailer. Like, it's a very different kind of Spider. I mean, I'm not used to seeing Spidey so limited.
Yeah.
And we've got a mysterious new villain.
Yeah, look, that's going to be exciting this one.
So I don't know. It looks great too when you watch the trailer. Definitely worthwhile doing.
And can I say they're predicting this is going to be huge. Like, the studio is saying this is going to be a massive hit. So after all the sessions that each of us have all got playing at the moment, I think it will be.
Mm. Well, you said Project Hail Mary would be the biggest movie of the year, which I reckon is absolute we won't talk about that. And then I said Devil Wears Prada, which is up there with Project Hail Mary. However, and yes. Toy Story 5, which is another taker. And you're saying that Spider-Man's going straight to the top.
I think it'll be in the top 10.
Again, sitting on the fence. I love it. Let's listen to the trailer.
I can't believe our first hit MIT.
MJ, come on. Pretend like you're not the happiest you've ever been in your entire life.
I can't.
I knew it!
Hi, my name is Peter Parker. You don't remember me, but we used to know each other. Something bad was going to happen, and the only way to stop it was to make everyone forget about me. Because I'm not just Peter Parker. I'm Spider-Man.
What the hell, Frank? You just hit me with a van!
Quit your whimpering. Suit yourself.
Go home!
And sometimes Spider-Man has to do the hard thing, even if it breaks Peter Parker's heart. What is happening to me? Oh, God. Excuse me, Dr. Banner. I need your help.
What did you say your name was?
If DNA is mutating, it would be enormously dangerous.
Spiders have 3 life cycles. When between cycles, it can leave the spider vulnerable to threats.
We are faced with a danger that we can't control. One we can't even see.
Stay out of my way.
You're losing it, kid.
And for those spiders who make it through, it amounts to a kind of... rebirth.
Nice flowers.
Oh, they're a housewarming gift.
I'm MJ.
I'm just a neighbor from across the hall.
Friendly neighbor.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a big line, isn't it, for Spider-Man? God, Spidey.
Oh, exactly right. Holy do. And Dr. Professor Banner, or Dr. Banner, that's the Hulk.
Yeah.
And he didn't even know who he was. So Doctor Strange's spell really worked wonders, didn't it?
Huge wonders. Now, at the moment, Tom Holland, he is the guy that's just everyone's talking about, right? Usually with Tom Holland, he'll do a few movies in a row. I don't know where he gets the time, to be honest.
I don't either.
Because he was just recently in Odyssey, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Again, one of the biggest movies out at the moment in the same movie as his wife, Zendaya. And you know what? I've got to say, well, yes, we love Tobey Maguire, but... I've got a soft spot for Tom Holland. I think he's doing a good job, and I think he's going to be great in this movie. And you are right, It will be a big movie.
It will. Oh, what? Sorry, what did you just say?
It will be a big movie. Well, hey, you've already look. You've already done it. You've already set on the fence.
I have. Right, I know, you know? But that's
I just wanted you to say the biggest movie of the year, and you're yet to do that. So, you know, it's almost it'll be the top five.
It'll be the top 10.
Top 10. Now, it's the top 10. Wait till it's the top 50, right? Of course it's going to be there.
400.
It's a fresh beginning for Tom Holland's Spider-Man. It is called A Brand New Day. And that is out at the movies from today. Along with these, you can add to your bucket list for the weekend.
Yeah, we've got The Odyssey, Moana, Toy Story 5, Minions and Monsters, The Invite, Jackass Best and Last, Obsession, and the French Film Festival is all playing this weekend in Orange and in Wagga.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. Top five.
Okay, I'm going to start off with the USA.
Well, I had it this week and I haven't done it in a while. And now Trumpy's putting tariffs back on us again. And not a fan this week. Sorry. So it's over to you, Mr. Lee.
No worries at all. Number five is Minions and Monsters. Number four is Hadestown, the musical. Mm. Number three, I don't know what that's about. Number three is Toy Story 5. Number two is Moana, and number one for another week, the Odyssey.
Yes, the Odyssey. Will the Odyssey be number one for Oz in the far better country? No, because we do have people in the United States. It's not your fault. Number five is Yana Nayan.
Yep.
What is... I don't...
That was a Bollywood movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Bollywood films are good. We like Bollywood films. Yeah, number four is Minions and Monsters. Number three is Toy Story 5. Number two is Moana. And number one... Oh, we've got to get that drum roll again. Where is this? Yeah, The Odyssey. Tom Holland and Daya. Who else is there again? Matt Damon.
Matt Damon, Anne Hathaway... Yeah, big cast. Yeah, I did notice though that cough kind of happened just after Minions and Monsters.
Oh,
that was very strategically done.
I've kind of calmed down with that since I've seen Project Hail Mary. As I said on the podcast, like it's just nothing can compare. There's probably some people out there that have watched the movie. Movie lovers that are going, this guy is just.
Yeah, just, I don't know. I get loved that. Project Hail Mary. I loved it. I thought it was very well done.
Our Flixster did it as well, and I'm sure the 94% of people that gave it a rating on Rotten Tomato and IMDb did as well. But just saying, yes, the Minions are far better than that movie at this stage. Maybe I'll watch it again, it'd be okay, but it's 3 hours.
I think you need to have open eyes.
My eyes are open enough, Mr. Lee. Hey, now it's your turn.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
Look, what a big week it's been. We've had the San Diego Comic-Con on, and so much was announced that I don't think we're going to get through it all today. But anyway, let's start. Black Panther 3 is coming. With a major new Black Panther. It's actually going to be Ryan Coogler. Thank you. So it's going to be very interesting. And they've got David Johnson has been introduced as the son of the Black Panther, who, as we unfortunately know, he passed away. Can't think of the guy's name at the moment. My head, but it's going to be interesting to see how they actually take it and where they take it to. This movie is going to be dropping in 2028, so it is a couple of years off, but at least we got it's such a great franchise. I actually like Black Panther.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Yeah,
it is. It's a great thing. It's just one of those movies that you can just watch over and over. Now, talking of Ryan Gosling, it's officially that he's now joining the MCU. He is the new Ghost Rider.
Ooh.
The only thing is, we don't know which Ghost Rider he's going to play.
Directed which by is Sean going to, Levy, right?
Yeah, who has done a lot of movies over the years. But I think it's probably a good person to play the Ghost Rider. I reckon Ryan Gosling will do it well.
So he's gone from... I love it how he's just so versatile in his roles, because obviously he had him as Ken in Barbie. He went to the Fall Guy, and now he's following up on one of Marvel's most iconic supernatural characters. So,
yeah
he's like a chameleon.
Oh, he is. That's a way to describe him. That's good. Now, this is also slated for 2028. God, 2028 is going to be big. Also, the new Avengers Doomsday trailer was dropped, and all the stars were there at the San Diego Comic-Con, and it was so good to see Robert Downey Jr. there. But the big surprise, and this is what people are now questioning, is Deadpool was in the audience asking questions, and it was Ryan. It was asked whether he was going to be in the Avengers, but I don't know. It's one of those questions we won't find out until we watch it. But it'll be interesting to see if he is in it.
That'd be great if he was.
Would be.
Because I think with this, which is great, it's kind of like combining these movies, which you're getting twice the amount of fans.
Yes.
I think is very correct. Well done. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I think it is. And as we said last week, that there is a chance that we'll have another Deadpool, so which will be really good. Now, the other big thing that happened, and I think was probably the biggest news of the whole Comic-Con, was Spaceballs, the new one. And Rick Moranis actually walked in, and he had the big Darth helmet. You know the helmet?
Oh,
the big one?
Yes.
He had that on. It is just...
That's great.
I can't wait. Cannot wait for that. I love the first one. It was brilliant, and I can't wait to see it. So... yeah, hopefully it'll be out before we know it. And then the other news is Callum Turner, his name's now been thrown in the hat to play James Bond. Now, Callum's been in Fantastic Beasts, Divine, Emma, a lot of movies, One Night Only, which is coming out in a few weeks. So it'll be interesting to see if he actually gets it.
I think playing James Bond would be one of the hardest roles.
Oh.
You know what? I think people definitely will be judged
for
his performance. Whenever you take over any character like that, that's got such significance in film history. We have had some great Bonds. There's been some not so great ones, but
and they only did one movie.
Yes, correct. Mm. However, because who was the last one? Was it Daniel Craig? Was he the last Bond?
And
yeah,
he's going to be big shoes to fill, because I remember when he first did his first movie, people were going, "Oh, a blonde Bond, we don't want that." I reckon he's been one of the better ones out of the whole franchise. You know, you can't beat what's his name?
Roger Moore.
Yeah. Roger Moore, thank you.
Yep.
You can't beat him. He was the one I grew up with, so that's what I like. And Sean Connery was brilliant. I must admit, he was good. But it'll be interesting. It's one of the characters, as you said. Yeah, it's going to be hard to play. But anyway, that's my week on the red carpet.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas.
Oh, it's a big calendar, Miss Lee.
I always forget that line.
Well, you know, I mean, it's not your job. They've been doing it for 3 years. 16, if you go back a very long time ago, we won't talk about that. Yes. I want to make you feel professional. Now, let's talk about this calendar, which is just chock-a-block with things going on. How about we start with Tamworth Wagga and Orange and see what's happening there?
Sure. On August 21 to 23, the Travelling Film Festival is coming. Tickets are now on sale, so make sure you grab your 9 pass so to see all the big movies.
And when do we get to catch up with the lovely Bee? Is she coming on soon? Because
yes, she is. I'm actually organising to have her on, and it'll be great to talk, because I do talk to her a bit on the phone and email a lot, and she's actually coming to Tamworth, so I'm very excited to meet her. So
the lovely Bee. Is it the lovely Bee, Miss Lee? I tell you now, is that right?
Oh. Yes. Oh, she's lovely. She's a really nice lady. I'm so pleased. August 30, we've got the Andre Rieu's 2026 summer concert, Viva Maastricht. And tickets are on sale for that now in Tamworth. Just check Wagga and Orange. Now, this weekend, we've got the French Film Festival happening in Wagga and in Orange. please go to their website to check out all their movies. They've got some great movies, of course, all in French.
Of course, that's what we want. Yes.
Yes, yes.
French is just, French is so important. I just think that French films are great. And to think that there's a whole heap of them as well, like the and subtitles. Subtitles, yes, obviously, subtitles. Which is great. Yeah, so if you do love to check out a French film, you're right.
Sorry, Zeus just trod on my hand.
Your dog, yes. You bring him every week, and it's really nice, but it's kind of like has he got a squeaker or something? Because he
bought his toy. I'm sorry.
He kind of sounds like bloody John Kramer off Saw in his wheelchair, getting around squeak.
he wouldn't leave home without his toy today. I said to him, leave your toy behind, and he wouldn't.
No, oh, Zeusy.
Apologize.
It's okay, Zeusy. Daddy's nearly done. Okay, we've just got a little bit more to go. We're going to talk about Holy Days, and then we'll be done. First, quickly, Mr. Lee, young Brian, he discovers plans to close a convent of delightfully eccentric nuns. We know nuns can be eccentric. And he sets off with them on a wild road trip across New Zealand to save their home. Judy Davis in this one. Jackie Weaver as well. I think this looks really good. Really funny.
Yeah, it does. It looks really funny. And what's her name? Miriam Margolyes? I've actually seen her live. She actually had a one-lady show at the Capitol for years ago. She was actually very interesting to listen to.
Yeah, right. That's the one to see.
Yeah, so I can't wait to watch that. That'll be fun. And I love comedies. They're my favourite.
They are great. And that's one we'll be talking about next week here on Talkin' Flicks. We are going to be going, Mr. Lee. But the good news is we are back tomorrow.
Are you sure? You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think so. Well, I mean, yeah, we don't have to come back. It's up to you. I mean,
I will. And I'll leave Zeus at home tomorrow.
Oh, no, Zeus can come back. He's right, hasn't he?
He can?
Yeah, he's just got a little squeak going on. You know, if you keep that down.
He likes to come with me to work.
Yeah. It adds a bit of ambiance to this podcast. The potty.
The potty, yeah.
And you know what? Zeus likes me, so that's okay.
He does.
He always takes me
quite well. He always runs up. Yeah.
Mm.
I just question sometimes when you must be giving him treats.
Talking Flicksters, you will never find another podcast like this where anything can happen, including having dogs in the studio. Hey, the good news is we are back tomorrow with the Flickster to talk about The Invite, which is great.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen, Olivia Wilde.
I can't wait to talk to find out their opinion because it's such an interesting concept, isn't it?
Yeah, going to be a great movie. I think it's going to be quite funny. I'm looking forward to hearing more about that from our Flickster tomorrow. In the meantime, we are getting out of here. Have a lovely rest of your day. And we'll catch you tomorrow for more Talking Flicks.
Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.